local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, warmer this morning and heading for some rainier conditions this week. Details coming up from Dr. Bill, 64 now at our studios. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. We do have an accident without injuries at Airport and University getting some attention. Wreckers are on the scene. Shouldn't be there for too much longer. It's a nice ride from Dolphin, Moffitt, and Spring Hill and 65 with light traffic so far there and across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Take a second here and address the story about Walgreens you just heard. Walgreens raising tobacco buying age to 21 and older after they got in trouble for selling tobacco to minors, right? You got to be 18 to buy tobacco.
Or 19.
You're right, 19 to buy tobacco. Okay. Why not just adhere to the law that is to not sell to people under 19?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just obey the law in the first place instead of not obeying the law and now raising the tobacco buying age to 21? Just a strange question on a Wednesday morning as we get started, but Walgreens.
Listen, they messed up. Now they're going the extra mile.
Why don't they just enforce the law as it is and not sell tobacco to minors and leave the minimum age where it's set at 19 instead of selling tobacco to minors, getting busted for having some systemic sales to minors, and then raising it to 21. I don't know. Maybe this is why I'm not head of some big company out there. My idea would be, okay, we're having our annual meeting for the big company. Y'all, the law says you got to be 19 to buy smokes or smokeless tobacco. So we'll enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
If they're under 19, they don't get tobacco, and that will be the rule we enforce. Nah, the geniuses will sell underage and then turn around and raise it to 21.
In that meeting where you say, let's just abide by the law, someone says, let's do them one better. let's wait till they're 21 to sell. And if they get caught again, 23.
Eventually, you got to be 54 years old to buy tobacco at Walgreens. By the way, side note, a story from back in the end of March, 1,500 Walgreens stores now selling CBD products. Okay. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News out of Montgomery this morning as a monuments bill is passed 102-0. Monuments for Helen Keller and Rosa Parks were approved on the state Capitol grounds by the Alabama House of Representatives Tuesday night. Funding for both monuments could come from public and private funds and in-kind services. The bill does not list a funding cap. The Alabama Historical Commission and the State Finance Department would commission these monuments. According to the bill, the monument for Rosa Parks would be on the front side of the Capitol, facing Bainbridge Street. The Helen Keller Monument would be placed in a location accessible to people with disabilities. In 2009, the state gave the National Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. a bronze statue of Helen Keller, and then in 2013 gave a bronze statue of Rosa Parks, also to the same National Hall. The bill by Representative Laura Hall, a Democrat from Huntsville, now moves to the Senate.
An update on a missing 81-year-old man from Prattville. Authorities confirm he was found safe. Tuesday, we told you about Robert Lee Robinson last seen Monday night, leaving his home in an SUV, and that the senior citizen suffers from dementia and diabetes. The Prattville Police Department announced that Mr. Robinson was found safe Tuesday morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Get ready to red, white, and... At Wind Creek Atmore, we're cranking up the excitement by giving away not one, not two, but three hot new rides. A Ford Edge, a Ford Mustang, and a Ford F-150. Earn your chances to win starting May 1st. Then come in on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, when we're giving away free play and those beautiful Fords in our red, white, and giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Atmore.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile's police chief and public safety director will travel to Montgomery today. Director James Barber will testify before a Senate committee. He'll speak in favor of legislation that stiffens the penalty for criminals in possession of a stolen gun. A man is in the Escambia County Jail this morning for allegedly firing an AK-47 during a fight over a woman. According to an arrest report, the victim says he dropped his girlfriend off at her mother's home. He returned to find another man, 26-year-old Shaquille Best, touching her face. A fight broke out, and that's when Best allegedly grabbed an AK-47 and shot at the feet of the victim. Best is being held on a $357,000 bond. A Pritchard police officer will not face charges over a police chase that ended with the death of a suspect and a fellow officer injured. 36-year-old James Buford died when he was hit by a patrol car Tuesday morning. An officer, Simeon Beeson, was injured and is recovering at University Hospital. The officer who was driving the patrol car accidentally hit the men, according to authorities. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Three NBA and two NHL first-round series comes to a close. South Alabama shows mercy on Alabama State, and the Bay Bears get back into the win column. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs last night, Portland's Damian Lillard hit a 37-foot bomb at the buzzer to defeat Oklahoma City 118-115 and end the first-round series in five games.
Lillard, long range three, and it's good at the buzzer! Damian Lillard, are you kidding me?
Lillard finished with a career playoff high 50 points and set a Trailblazers franchise record with 10 three-pointers. Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook had his 10th career playoff triple-double, but his ability to lead the team will be called into question now that the Thunder have lost 12 straight road playoff games and have been eliminated in the opening round in three straight seasons. In other games, Denver beat San Antonio 108-90 to take a 3-2 series lead. Seven Nuggets scored double figures in the win, led by Jamal Murray with 23 points. Game 6 is tomorrow night in San Antonio. Toronto beat Orlando 115-96 to end their first-round series in five games. Kawhi Leonard scored 27 points, and Pascal Siakam added 24 for the Raptors. It's the fourth straight year that Toronto has reached the second round, the longest streak in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors will face Philadelphia in the conference semifinals round after the 76ers defeated Brooklyn 122-100 last night. The Sixers led big early, taking a 32-15 lead into the second quarter and a 60-31 lead into halftime. That's the largest halftime lead in playoff franchise history. Tonight, two games on the schedule. Houston can end their series in five games when they host Utah at 7 p.m., and Golden State has the opportunity to do the same, hosting the L.A. Clippers at 9:30. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-1 to win Game 7 and advance to the second round. It's the second year in a row that the Bruins eliminated the Leafs in a Round 1 Game 7 in Boston. Boston will face the Columbus Blue Jackets in Round 2. In the second game, San Jose eliminated Vegas in overtime with a 5-4 win in a thrilling Game 7.
Carlson, in he comes, turns it ahead, good going along!
At San Jose's Barclay Goodrow with the winner. Another one of those.
Barclay Goodrow.
Barclay Goodrow. Another one of those all-time names there. Fancy names.
He's definitely in the top five on fancy name list.
Vegas took a 3-0 lead on a third-period goal from Max Pacioretty, but the Sharks would score four times in a row on a controversial five-minute major penalty to take a one-goal lead. Vegas's Jonathan Marchessault tied the game at four with 47 seconds left in regulation, sending the game into overtime, followed by that Barclay Goodrow series winner. San Jose will face Colorado in the Western Conference semifinals round. Tonight, only one game on the schedule, the final game of the first round, as Washington hosts Carolina in another series-deciding Game 7. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat Pensacola 1-0 to end a four-game losing streak, pick up their first win in the five-game series in Pensacola. Game 5 of the series tonight at 6:35. In college ball, South Alabama beat Alabama State 13-0 in seven innings with the mercy rule going into effect. Jags pitcher Patrick McBride pitched a complete game. He allowed only four hits in the shutout win. Next up, the Jags back on the road for a three-game Sun Belt Conference series at Georgia Southern. Game 1 is set for Friday night. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Barclay Goodrow.
Barclay Goodrow, and good day to you, sir.
And to you as well. Let me put my ascot on before I say a name like that. All right, so I'll be right back.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Airport and University, they're moving an accident out of the roadway now without injuries. His traffic flow looks good so far. Traveling across the Bayway, coming into the Eastern Shore. The George Wallace Bankhead Tunnels, no problems. And if you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delays. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, thanks, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. We'll talk to him just about 13 minutes from right now. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two Alabama correctional officers at two different facilities arrested and facing multiple charges. On Saturday, Alabama Department of Corrections agents arrested 24-year-old Officer Daryl Jerome Bradley at the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore for attempting to smuggle illegal contraband into the prison. He was charged with promoting prison contraband and unlawful possession of marijuana. After his arrest, Bradley resigned. He'd been with the ADOC for a little more than 1 year. 2 days later, in Bay Minette, Wiggins, Washington, a 50-year-old correctional officer assigned to the Fountain Correctional Facility in Atmore, he was arrested and charged with conspiracy to traffic methamphetamines. Washington also faces additional federal charges for being in possession of a firearm at the time of his arrest. Washington was taken into custody on Monday by agents from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Investigations Task Force, U.S. Marshals Service, ADOC Investigations and Intelligence Division, and ALEA, and the Bay Minette Police Department. He has been a correctional officer since 2007 and now faces administrative disciplinary actions. In your health news this morning, the state of Alabama being warned to be on high alert for measles cases coming our way. The Centers for Disease Control says 626 cases of measles have been reported in 22 states, to include Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee, saying, quote, "We're likely to have one or more cases here in Alabama. It is a very infectious and effective virus. Once it gets started in a vulnerable population, it will spread quickly. If we have neighborhoods of people who are not immunized, and we are likely to see more than one case," that quote coming from William Curry, Senior VP for Population Health at UAB. Health officials are urging people to receive vaccinations against measles, and if you are concerned that your vaccine is no longer effective, to have a blood test performed by your doctor. According to the CDC, the vaccine is 97% effective against the disease. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Don't you know that there are scientists rolling in their grave now that worked so hard to eliminate diseases like measles here in our population,
mm-hmm.
that they're now coming back and they're like, you know, y'all had one job, just to continue the advances we made in science, and look at you now.
All their hard work undone by, was it Heather Locklear, or who was it? Yeah. that led the anti-vaxxing movement?
Heather Locklear? She got arrested, what, last year or something? Like, one of the many times she did. All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You know what feels great? Paying off high interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. And right now, you can refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Let's just talk numbers here for a second. So you're looking at your interest rates, I think average 18% APR on credit card balances nationally. How about this? Get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. There are no fees. You can get your money as soon as like today, the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more money? Yeah, I get it. Y'all can get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, and their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right. On the way, Dr. Bill's got our forecast, plus we'll check in with News 5. Saw something just pop up here, and I was trying to get some understanding of this. It said, Snapchat now adding...
Mm-hmm.
Users, did they shut that down or something?
No, I don't think they shut it down.
I'm such an old dad guy.
I haven't checked out Snapchat in a while. Right. It used to be the thing. And I guess a lot of people now heading back to Snapchat, at least on one cell phone platform, because they've completely redone the Android Snapchat. Looks like they
That's where you put the stupid dog noses on people and stuff, right?
That's
those
right.
filters and
the filters, which my wife found that she could do filters on our 2-month-old baby, and things have not been the same since then.
You have side note, and if y'all have seen adult and social media, y'all's child is super cute as she is.
Yeah,
no need to put
imagine with the filters on there, with the puppy dog nose and ears.
Don't do that to her.
But Snapchat, which people love to use for the filters, not only on themselves, but their two-month-old babies, they've redone their Android platform. And since their earnings release yesterday, they said their daily user base has grown by 4 million people around the world. That's a pretty big deal. 4 million.
In what period of time? In what term?
Earnings release. I don't know if it's quarterly or...
It must be quarterly. So in a quarter, they have added...
4 million, which brings their daily active users up to 190 million people.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Putting puppy dog noses on stuff.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it's... Okay, so... And explain the other... you and I were talking about this, I think, on Monday. So Sunday, my daughter and I were spending a little Easter afternoon after eating and everything. We went to the woods, mm-hmm. as we're apt to do. If you check out my social media, you'll see some of the... Like, my Instagram feed and all that. Kind of, it's less politics and more the weekends and... So we were driving. There's an area of property that had a control burn go through. We've talked about control burns in pine forest, this stuff we do. So she goes and she says, "Stop the car! Stop the." We're on a little like a electric buggy.
Yeah.
I said, "What?" She said, "I want to do an ASMR video for Snapchat." And I'm trying to be hip dad, but mm-hmm.
Of course.
And she goes up and she is scraping the pine bark on a... Because when you run a control fire through pine forest, it burns the outside of the bark. Mm-hmm. Makes it sooty. It doesn't kill the trees. It kills the other stuff. She's sitting there scratching it. She's like, "Shh, Dad, be quiet." And the wind's blowing. Remember, they had a little wind on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And she's scratching the pine bark. And I said, and she finished, I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Oh, I'm trying to get on the top ASMR Snapchats of the day."
Oh, wow.
So this ASMR... You've told me about this over time. This is just like noises people record, and yeah. people are getting off on these noises.
Yeah, it's like you make it really quiet, and then you do really simple things like that.
She says it's like...
I hate it. I hate it.
It's like somebody rubbing their hand across a corduroy or something like that. And this is what people were getting. So she was scraping the pine bark off a sooty, which then she had soot on everything.
Of course.
And she was doing that for Snapchat. I got a lot to learn, man. I got a lot to learn. Dr. Bill's on the way, and News 5 is next. I got to go scratch some pine bark here.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students at an Okaloosa County middle school will return to class today, one day after a fellow student brought a loaded gun to campus. The handgun was found in the Ruckel Middle School student's backpack. It is not clear whether the student threatened anyone at the school. Authorities say the student is a suspect in a theft case. A chase across two counties ended in a fiery crash Tuesday. Saraland police tried to pull over 34-year-old Byron Reed Jr. of Montgomery on I-65 after he was seen driving recklessly. They say Reed led them on a chase into Baldwin County when they called off the pursuit. Reed's car was later found in a ditch on fire. A measure that could pave the way for a lottery in Alabama is advancing in the state Senate. One of two lottery bills being debated in the legislature cleared a legislative committee on Tuesday. The measure would allow a lottery with paper tickets only. The bill will now be voted on by the full Senate. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 3rd, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The Kremlin said this morning that six-party talks, which are currently stalled, are the only efficient way of addressing denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin will be meeting in Vladivostok with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un one-on-one Thursday, Russia time. The IRS, under the direction of Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, did not meet yesterday's second deadline set by the House Ways and Means Committee to turn over some of President Trump's tax records. Correspondent Lauren Fox now on where things stand.
The Treasury Department promising that they will have a final determination after they consult with the Justice Department about whether or not to turn over 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns.
Former Vice President Joe Biden expected to announce he's running for president tomorrow with an online video. He is scheduled to hold his first campaign event in Pittsburgh on Monday. NASDAQ and S&P stock futures are flat this hour, despite both posting record highs at the close yesterday. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Federal prosecutors have charged drug distributor Rochester Drug Cooperative and two of its former executives with illegally shipping prescription painkillers and defrauding the federal government. The first time a major wholesaler has faced criminal charges over activity related to the opioid crisis. The group of independent pharmacies agreed to pay a $20 million fine to settle civil and criminal charges brought by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office. eBay has raised its full-year sales and profit forecasts as user-friendly changes to its e-commerce platforms attracted more customers and also increased its advertising revenue. The company, facing intense competition from Amazon and Walmart, has focused on its promoted listings program and payments business. eBay's also worked to make its platform simpler to use through the introduction of grouped listings and personal recommendations. Shares are up more than 4% in pre-market trading. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher after stocks posted strong gains yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, looks a little cloudier out there and felt a little more humid this morning stepping out.
Yeah, with a southerly wind now and bringing some moisture in the air. And, of course, yesterday we had some high clouds that persisted, particularly in the afternoon. But we still got up to 82 yesterday afternoon. But today I expect more in the way of clouds, and all coming from a disturbance over Texas, an upper air disturbance, as well as a developing low-pressure area at the surface. That low is going to track across Louisiana and Mississippi tomorrow, and that's going to bring showers and thunderstorms into our area. But today, just mostly cloudy skies and high in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy, and we could see some fog develop after midnight, low tonight in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, I expect showers and thunderstorms to develop, particularly in the afternoon, and high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are on tap for tomorrow night. In fact, we could see a few severe thunderstorms are possible late tomorrow afternoon and also tomorrow evening. The rain will begin to taper off tomorrow night, and it's looking good for Friday with a few morning showers then becoming sunny, and the Friday's high around 80 degrees. After that, dry air moves in, and Saturday and Sunday look really good. Sunny skies and 80 on Saturday, sunny and 82 on Sunday. So it looks like another nice weekend ahead.
Yeah, you're on a roll here. You get the rain not only done during the week, mostly done at night.
Yeah, and again, those showers and thunderstorms will develop in the afternoon tomorrow and could even be late afternoon, and then become numerous during evening hours tomorrow, and then tapering off after midnight. So things look good for Friday and the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill. Also, a quick reminder here, the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, still some copies out there. If somebody has drugged their feet here into April and has not gotten it yet, lucky for them, there's still a few copies available.
That's right. You'll find some copies still at, West Marine. I got West Marine, two locations, down at Dog River and also at Airport and I-65. And also on I-65 on the Beltline, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, you'll find copies of Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, Billy Langford Allstate, and also Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in right here on Mobile Mornings. Hey, the bill to eliminate gun permit requirement, concealed carry permit requirements, we talked about a good bit last week, that failed in the House, actually in the Senate. Bill to eliminate concealed carry permits in Alabama failed Senate Tourism and Marketing Committee. Which is, but we were talking about this the other day. It's the committee assignments. It's so ridiculous. Like, you would... Bills can be, even though it's like it could be the Agriculture Committee and they can move something in there. It depends on what the chairs of the committee, how strong they are, and what bills they want to deal with and not deal with up in Montgomery. But the Senate Tourism and Marketing Committee that was holding this, you know, basically constitutional carry, elimination of concealed carry permit, they had that, and it that bill failed 6-5 in that committee. Remember, that would have said no concealed carry permit would have been required. Now we stick with the old way, and still concealed carry permits required.
How does that end up in their hands, in the tourism and marketing?
I mean, this is kind of the this is how it works in Montgomery. So if you are one of the senior senators, right? And remember, we had a pretty big cleansing, 34-35%. Of the legislators up there this year in the House and Senate are new faces.
Draining the swamp.
That's right. But if you're one of the senior senators, or same thing for the House, but on the Senate side, if you're a senior senator and you are head of a committee, you can get the bill that you want to deal with in your committee.
Okay.
You can also, if there's a bill that you'd rather not deal with, you can put that in another committee, unless the person in the other committee has more seniority than you, and then they may bounce it back to your committee.
Now so, it makes more sense.
That's kind of how the game's played. Now, sometimes they'll say, hey, this, for an individual member of the legislature, this bill might be too much for me to have at a committee level. It might not be good for me to have this one at a committee level. Can I trade you a bill that you would rather not deal with? That's how you get things in the tourism committee that might need to be elsewhere, or things in the ag committee that need to be elsewhere. Usually the things will adhere somewhat. You can make some explanation of why it should be in a given committee, but sometimes they're shopped. We'll put it that way. They're shopped to other committees. How about that?
Gotcha.
All right.
It makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah. Well, the day you can truly say Montgomery makes sense, please write me an essay about that. Speaking of which, it looks like taking the midday show on the road less than a week from now. I'll be going up there on this coming Tuesday, I think, and we'll be up there Tuesday checking out what's going on in Goat Hill. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, headlines with Kelly and traffic with Kane next.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Wrapping up the accident at Airport and University as we've got a good ride still coming into the Eastern Shore. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays across the Bayway and traveling downtown through the tunnels. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, you're also checking in accident-free. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock-Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, and as we're talking about Montgomery as well, contingent from here locally, I know Public Safety Director James Barber and others from Mobile going up to Montgomery today to plead the case for some more local authority, some more home rule ability to tweak what they're doing about guns being stolen out of unlocked vehicles here locally. We'll give you more details on that, but they're going to Montgomery today to plead that case. 6:42, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In an effort to combat the opioid crisis, CVS Pharmacy is making sure customers know that all of their Alabama stores now have time-delayed safes. According to the company, the safes are meant to deter pharmacy robberies. All 186 Alabama locations will have these safes, which will electronically delay the time that it takes for pharmacy employees to be able to open the safe. The time delay function cannot be overridden and is designed to serve as a deterrent to those wanting to enter and exit the store quickly after stealing narcotics. All stores will have visible signage. In Indianapolis, well, they installed safes at their stores and saw a 70% decline in robberies. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall says in part, quote, "I applaud CVS Health for being a great community partner in Alabama." Soon you'll have a new boat ramp to launch from straight into Fall River, as Mobile County Commission voted on Tuesday to approve the purchase of nearly 1.7 acres of land on Fall River Road. For a number of years, that land has been the Memories Fish Camp. The vote approves the purchase for $95,000 and the public boat ramp on Fall River. The vote was delayed from earlier this month to allow for discussion as to how the county planned to develop the site. The county plans to develop the site as a public launch suitable for canoes, kayaks, and small motorboats. Commissioner Jerry Carl says that the canoe and kayak-friendly launch would go nicely with the coming soon Blue Water Trail, which the county is planning to develop for paddlers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Get a second here, too. I'll get the link up. Speaking of the Blue Trail for Mobile County, a really cool one for the state of Alabama. You can start up in northeast Alabama. They've got the canoe route to bring you the whole way out to Dolphin Island.
Oh, really?
And as soon as I can retire from this place, I'll have time to do that. But I'll put that link up here shortly. It's pretty cool, though. It's like a whole, you know, you got the Gulf Trail and the Quail Trail, and this is the scenic Blue Way, and you can canoe and kayak your whole, as a raindrop would fall up in the Smoky Mountains, how it would make its way out to the Gulf of Mexico.
So easier to come from northeast south than the opposite.
Yeah, you could do it the other way.
A lot
way,
more hard work.
But I probably wouldn't be involved in that. Yeah, the upstream thing, not so good. 6:44, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Jim Gaffigan, the Quality Time Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? Came up with that one.
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan, Saturday, May 11th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile's police chief and public safety director will travel to Montgomery today. Director James Barber will testify before a Senate committee. He'll speak in favor of legislation that stiffens the penalty for criminals in possession of a stolen gun. A man is in the Escambia County Jail this morning for allegedly firing an AK-47 during a fight over a woman. According to an arrest report, the victim says he dropped his girlfriend off at her mother's home. He returned to find another man, 26-year-old Shaquille Best, touching her face. A fight broke out, and that's when Best allegedly grabbed an AK-47 and shot at the feet of the victim. Best is being held on a $357,000 bond. A Pritchard police officer will not face charges over a police chase that ended with the death of a suspect and a fellow officer injured. 36-year-old James Buford died when he was hit by a patrol car Tuesday morning. An officer, Simeon Beeson, was injured and is recovering at University Hospital. The officer who was driving the patrol car accidentally hit the men, according to authorities. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Three NBA and two NHL first-round series come to a close. South Alabama shows mercy on Alabama State, and the Bay Bears get back into the win column. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs last night, Portland's Damian Lillard hit a 37-foot bomb at the buzzer to defeat Oklahoma City 118-115 and end the first-round series in five games.
Lillard, long-range three, and it's good!
That's Damian Lillard with the Dame winner, as I like to call it.
See, I get jokes.
Dame, he finished with a career playoff high 50 points and set a Trailblazers franchise record with 10 three-pointers. The Thunder now have lost 12 straight road playoff games and have been eliminated in the opening round in three straight seasons. In other games, Denver beat San Antonio 108-90 to take a 3-2 series lead. Seven Nuggets scored double figures in the win, led by Jamal Murray with 23 points. Game 6 is tomorrow night in San Antonio. Toronto beat Orlando 115-96 to end their first-round series in five games. Kawhi Leonard scored 27 points, and Pascal Siakam added 24 for the Raptors. It's the fourth straight year that Toronto has reached the second round as the longest streak in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors will face Philadelphia in the conference semifinals round after the 76ers defeated Brooklyn 122-100 last night and ending that series in five games. The Sixers led big early, taking a 60-31 lead into halftime. That's the largest halftime lead in 76ers franchise history. Tonight, two games on the schedule. Houston can end their series in five games when they host Utah at 7 p.m., and Golden State has the opportunity to do the same, hosting the L.A. Clippers at 9:30. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-1 to win Game 7 and advance to the second round. It's the second year in a row that the Bruins eliminated the Leafs in a Round 1 Game 7 in Boston. The Bruins will face the Columbus Blue Jackets in Round 2. In the second game, San Jose eliminated Vegas in overtime with a 5-4 win in a thrilling Game 7.
Carlson, in he comes, cuts it ahead, good right along!
That's San Jose's Barclay Goodrow with the winner. Vegas took a 3-0 lead on a third-period goal from Max Pacioretty, but the Sharks would score four times in a row on a controversial five-minute major penalty to take a one-goal lead. Vegas's Jonathan Marchessault tied the game at four with 47 seconds left in regulation, sending the game into overtime, followed by that Barclay Goodrow series winner.
I want that name, man.
It's a great name. Sounds like he should be the CEO of a bank.
Yeah, and wear an ascot.
San Jose will face Colorado in the Western Conference semifinals round. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat Pensacola 1-0 to end a four-game losing streak and pick up their first win in the five-game series in Pensacola. Bay Bears pitchers Jeremy Beasley, Joe Gatto, and Dario Beltre combined to allow only three hits in the shutout win. Game 5 of the series tonight at 6:35. In college ball, South Alabama beat Alabama State 13-0 in 7 innings, with the mercy rule going into effect. Jags pitcher Patrick McBride pitched a complete game. He allowed only 4 hits in the shutout win. And in the major leagues, Atlanta fell to Cincinnati 7-6. Yasiel Puig hit a 2-run homer for the Reds in the win. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, accident at Airport University moved off the side of the road. That's the only accident we've got so far this morning. Been a good ride from Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt and 65, and no delays. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fork. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, downtown through the tunnels. Welcome back to Market in the Park, starting this Saturday and running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop by Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Find out more at specialeventsmobile.org. Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Right, 6:53, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, and Kane, and Kelly with our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. From the Mobile Police blotter, a 23-year-old man has been arrested for his believed involvement in a drive-by shooting. Around 6 p.m. on Monday near Donald and Herman Streets, the victim says that he was shot by a person that he knew after that man pulled up in a blue van, exited the van, and shot him. Officers searched the area and they were able to locate the suspect and took him into custody. He has been identified as 23-year-old Jamal Dukes Uke. He was arrested and charged with assault in the second degree. The victim was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And a 21-year-old now under arrest for trying to use counterfeit money at a local gas station. Early Tuesday morning, Mobile police officers responded to the Shell gas station on Michigan Avenue in reference to a person attempting to use counterfeit U.S. currency to pay for items. Mobile police were able to locate the suspect and are now identifying him as 21-year-old Montel Williams. He was arrested and charged with possession of forged instrument in the first degree. Let's look ahead to the summer, because if you're looking for something fun for the kiddos to do, fun yet educational, the Junior Police Camp would be a great option. Applications are now being accepted right now. The camp will be held at the Mobile Police Academy Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Each day, students will explore the role of a police officer and participate in specialty unit field trips. Campers will also participate in 30 minutes of physical training each day as well. So based on complete completed applications and your essay, up to 20 kids will be selected for the Junior Police Summer Camp. The cost is $60 per person. The deadline to apply is Friday, May 31st, and this camp is for kids ages 9 through 12. If you'd like more information, you can call the Police Department's Crime Prevention Unit at 251-208-1924. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 655, FM Talk 106.5. And Mobile Mornings mentioned just about 10, 15 minutes ago that Alabama Scenic Riverway. And I put the link up there on the Twitter feed if you want to check it out. I mean, it's like a daydream thing for me. Came off the mention of this new boat ramp at the head of Fowl River there that would I think Commissioner Carlson would work with the Blue Way there in Mobile County. And I said there's kind of a bigger part of this for the state. It's kind of cool. They got a route where you can hop in a canoe up in Northeast. Like you said, Dalton, you could go the other way. If you want to paddle the whole way up. For the rest of us, we could start up in Northeast Alabama and float our way the whole way down. There's a cool video, too. A guy I had on the show, Hunter, what is Hunter's last name? He was on with us some years ago. He did a solo canoe trip down through the thing and videotaped it, or actually filmed it, didn't videotape it. He digitally taped it and put a documentary out. That's pretty cool.
So you could even start on the, looks like you could start in Georgia.
That's
on
right.
The Coosa River.
Yes.
And come all the way down and empty out into the bay.
Yes, you could act like you're a raindrop that fell up there in the foothills of the Smokies and make it the whole way here to a home base in Southwest Alabama. I think it's cool.
Thank you. That's on the bucket list now. I've got to do it.
Good. Okay. Well, then maybe I get you to go with me. I'm going to do that, and then we're going to do the Mississippi River before I check out.
The only thing I don't like is on the map here, it looks like, you know, the star on an ambulance?
Yes.
They use that to mark cities, and I don't know if that means you're going to have to stop that often with snake bites and sunburns or what, but a different point.
These are your medic stuffs. This is your mass shooter.
Right.
Also on the Twitter feed, let me point out, if somebody's going to go over there for that, do check out, I posted up a picture. I took a photograph of some camouflage that was for sale at a local outdoors retailer. And I have a theory about it. You'll check out the camo suit that was for sale, and then check out my theory about Bigfoot, you know,
mm-hmm.
or the Alabama booger monster, as they call them down here. You know, let me know what you think when you go to twitter.com. Find us at FM Talk 106.5. 657, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings coming up next, and news is next.